This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one person at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's one person at a time that will, well, in the end, stop the totalitarians. It always works this way. And from time to time in historical perspective I'm taking here, from time to time in the history of mankind, the totalitarians rise up only to be, well, defeated. And we're in the process of defeating them right now in the modern era. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. We've been covering wall-to-wall so many different things. This whole CalExit business about exiting California from the United States and making 49 states rather than 50 has been a big topic of discussion here. But also another one that's a big topic of discussion is why in the heck are we having all these recounts going on by Jill Stein and others? Well, obviously, it's an attempt to assuage everybody and persuade people to vote for Trump in the end with the Electoral College, which is not going to happen. But anyway, with us right now is somebody who's had a number of big experience with this, and that's Megan Barth with ReaganBaby.com. And Megan, welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. It's really nice to have you with us.
Hey, thanks for having me, as always. I appreciate it.
Well, you know, the big story that's coming out of Nevada is what's going on there in terms of voter fraud, because this is something that I know you and Katie Grimes put together a story that ran on ReaganBaby.com about a month ago, and this is regarding the June primary in California and how much voter fraud there was there. What's happening in Nevada?
Well, this is an unbelievable story, and I truly give all credit to the candidate who ran in the assembly district that was denied the opportunity to win because of widespread voter fraud. And let me just tell you, I will uncover it for you and how he did, because it's so genius. But let me give you some facts and figures first so you can understand the totality of what he did.
Sure.
In Nevada, there are two counties that are responsible for 99% of the vote in Nevada. 538 votes were cast throughout the state. Approximately 400,000 of those, about 430,000 of those, came from Clark County, Nevada, and an additional 90,000 or so came from Washa County, which is North Reno area. So those two counties provide 95% of the total votes. We're not a big state. We're not, you know, a very populated state as of yet. But this is a great opportunity for the Democrats to flood those two counties with illegal aliens, illegal registrations, and they have a better opportunity to corrupt the electoral process. And this is how the candidate in Assembly District 15, Stan Vaughn, cracked what I believe is a template of how the Democrats have been stealing elections.
Now, this is a template. We brought this up in California, that they seem to be trying to come up with a templated way in which they could make, you know, take this template out of California and move it into other states. Is this part of the template that they were devising there?
I would assume so, because it's reproducible, and it's reproducible if no one's paying attention and if you don't have a genius like Stan Vaughn running for office. So let me tell you how Stan Vaughn caught the crooks in the act. Stan Vaughn, just to give you a backgrounder on him, he is the world chess champion and has been since 1994.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Stan Vaughn.
Are you familiar?
A little bit, yeah. I've heard of him. I mean, I never, and of course, in this position, I would never thought of him as being a chess champion. He's just running for office.
Right. Well, he also is a two-time Mensa certified at 196 IQ. His skills are as a chess grandmaster is a tool of pattern recognition. So he understands patterns, obviously. He's a statistician. And his genius has been used to solve codes and ciphers related to a variety of crimes, most notoriously the Zodiac Killer cipher.
Right.
So Stan decided to run for office in his assembly district against an incumbent Democrat.
Where is Assembly District 15, Washa or Clark?
No, it's in Clark.
Okay.
It's in Clark County.
That's Las Vegas, Nevada, ladies and gentlemen, if you, you know, have an understanding of Nevada. Washa is the Reno, Tahoe area, and Clark County is down in the Las Vegas area.
Correct. And his assembly district is northeast of Las Vegas. The Culinary Union is the most corrupt, and that is who got out the vote and who I believe is complicit in not only state crimes but federal crimes. So he decided, he and his 400 volunteers got printouts of active voter registrations, which mean that these voters voted in the past election, the most recent election, which would be midterm election as well as presidential election. As he was walking his precincts with his 400 volunteers, they were noticing a huge amounts of disparity and anomaly, meaning that they would go to an address and the address didn't exist. they would go to an address and the person didn't exist.
Really?
Correct. So what they did is they marked each address that showed these anomalies, returned back to his campaign headquarters, and instead of bulk mailing campaign literature, which 99.9% of all candidates do, Stan was smarter than that. Stan, having worked for the United States Postal Service, he worked for the United States Postal Service. So what he and his volunteers did was they hand addressed and stamped 10,000 envelopes and sent them first class mail. Thereby, the USPS is forced to return the mail to him with a reason as to why it cannot be delivered.
Wow.
So, out of 10,000 envelopes that he had sent out, 9,200 were returned undeliverable.
Unbelievable. Hey, hang on, Megan. We got a break coming up when we come back. Hold the thought. This is like hanging out on a cliff right now.
This is huge.
This is amazing. 9,200.
No other candidate in history, I believe, has ever sent this much mail first class and has now certified documents in the form of returned envelopes from the USPS.
Major fraud. And, of course, this is a duplicate template process. I'm sure they were doing this all over. We just have to find out the facts behind it. Anyway, stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, a21r.com. We'll be right back.
Destiny of man is not measured by material computations. When great forces are on the move in the world, we learn we're spirits, not animals. And he said there's something going on in time and space and beyond time and space, which, whether we like it or not, spells duty. You and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of men on earth, or we'll sentence them to take the last step into 1,000 years of darkness.
2-1-1-0.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20-milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-637-1103. 800-637-1103.
2-1-1-0.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio, and we're here with Megan Barth of ReaganBaby.com, and we're kind of blowing the lid off of this whole thing in Nevada, voter fraud, that appears to have been templated perhaps out of California, but then we also suspect it's been templated to the rest of the nation, pure voter fraud. It involves the grand champion of chess, Stan Vaughn, who was an assembly, running for the assembly in the 15th District of Clark County. And Megan, we want to pick up the story here where we left off. He had mailed out 10,000 flyers or mailers to these addresses of prospective voters, and 9,200 of them were returned by U.S. mail. It just so happens that Mr. Vaughn used to work with the postal system, and he understands how this whole thing works. So he's trying to catch the fraudsters in the act, and it appears that he does. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, Chris Street has now joined us, and he's listening on air, and he'll be chiming in on this. So, Megan, pick it up from where you left off.
Right. So Stan Vaughn understood that in order to get a response from USPS, he needed to send a first-class envelope, which he did. And he sent 10,000 first-class envelopes, hand-wrote all of the addresses off of the active voter registration rolls, those that he found anomalies as he and his 400 volunteers were walking. Of the 10,000 that he sent out, 9,200 were returned. And part of the return process is that the Postal Service has to indicate why the mail was returned. Many of the pieces of mail were returned because either the voters, the active voters, moved, they were dead, the parcel simply didn't exist, there was no mail receptacle on the parcel, and a variety of other reasons. We had Edward Snowden in his district, wow. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Emma Thompson, and the list of celebrities goes on and on. In addition to the 9,200 pieces of returned mail, he went through a small sample size of 200 and compared them to the voter turnout of the latest election and found that 185 of those non-existent voters had voted.
Really?
Only 17,000 people voted in his district, if that gives you a size and a scope of how many fraudulent registrations existed in his district. Now, he only sent out 10,000. He probably could have sent out 20,000, but he had budget constraints.
Wow. So,
in addition to that, Paul, he not only has the evidence, the hard evidence of all the returned envelopes, which you can find my interview on ReaganBaby.com, and as well as a huge picture of a table with all of the envelopes on them. He downloaded all of the real-time data from the county electorals office, the elector's office, and he noticed huge discrepancies and mathematical impossibilities. For example, the last 2 days of early voting, the printouts show that 2,332 people had voted in that last two-day period. However, the same printouts show that the number of registered Democrats who voted were 3,141 in those same 2 days. We have independents that didn't even vote in his district on the last 2 days, which is a statistical impossibility or high improbability. We have votes from those printouts that simply just disappear altogether.
Now, what about provisional ballots? Do you have provisional ballot ability there in Nevada like in California?
Yeah, that's a total joke, because Stan, the reason why Stan did this is not only because he's a genius and he worked for the post office, but in 2012 he went to vote and he was told he already voted. So he was given a provisional ballot. And at that time, they said they would only count his provisional ballot should the race come down to a vote or a percent. I'm not exactly sure if it was a one vote or 1%. But so his vote wouldn't have been counted provisionally unless it was a close election, which is an absolute outrage.
Okay, now this gets into the June 7th primary in which you and Katie were reporting on the fraudulent behavior using the provisional ballots. This fits that part of the template.
That's correct.
Okay.
And right. Amy Jones, who was the wife of former Assemblyman Brian Jones, who was an incumbent, who we got slaughtered here in Las Vegas, okay? Up and down the ticket, no Republicans won. Nevada turned blue. And for the first time in 108 years, the Nevadans didn't pick the president.
Gee.
Donald Trump only lost by 26,000 votes in Nevada. And like I told you at the top of the hour, 500,000 votes were cast in this election out of our state. 400,000 came from Clark County, a majority, and the remainder came from Washoe County, so only two counties. So it's very easy to find 26,000 extra votes, especially when we have 9,200 pieces of return mail with names like Edward Snowden or deceased, and we know that many of these people voted, which don't exist.
Chris, do you have any comments?
Well, Megan, I think you're doing a great job here because this is classic machine politics that you normally would expect to see in places like Chicago. Most people, at least by historians, know that Richard Nixon lost to JFK because the election was stolen. I mean, statistically, there was no way to justify what took place in Chicago, but that was business as usual a long time ago, and most of this had actually sort of settled down, but the machine state of Nevada is really rather new arrival because of all these new people who are filling out Social Security cards and pretending they're citizens. Isn't that correct?
That is correct, and plus we've got George Soros' organization here now called Plan Nevada, who has an illegal immigrant by the name of Astrid Silva, who premiered herself on the world stage at the DNC National Convention, and she was tapped by the DNC and the Hillary campaign to get out the vote. So I'm still waiting for someone to tell me how an illegal immigrant can register voters. That question hasn't been answered. In addition to Plan Nevada, George Soros' operation, we have the Culinary Union, which is one of the most powerful unions in the country, which also are coordinated. They coordinate a coalition between the George Soros operation of Plan Nevada, the Culinary Union, the SEIU, and all of the other social justice warrior organizations that have been infecting our state now for a few years under the noses of our Republican governor, mm-hmm. our Republican secretary of state, our Republican attorney general, and no one's doing anything about it to protect our vote. Do you know that the secretary of state took Stan Bond's complaint from November 12th and all of this evidence he presented to her? She ignored it and kicked it back down to the county, and that's like having the Harry Reid wolves watch the hen house.
Well, normally what happens here, I've actually was treasurer of Orange County. I'm the fellow that outed Bob Citron and can tell you that, bad things can happen to Democrats if people are tenacious. Orange County ended up in bankruptcy, and although you only had one Democrat, the treasurer, in office in the county, it was all the Republicans that were sucking up on the cash. So there's a very, usually very big, sort of all of us are in it together sort of attitude when it comes to government and politicians. So where are they on this particular protest?
Chris, hang on. We got the music coming up right now. And Megan, can we keep you for one more segment to get this out here?
You sure can.
Okay,
yeah,
awesome. So we're going to have Megan Barth with us back again after the break, and Chris Street's going to be asking some questions because this is very, very relevant, especially if we want to understand how Republicans behave when they want the money too. Go figure. Republicans wanting money? yeah. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20-milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
110.
I've said that we must be cautious in claiming God is on our side. I think the real question we must answer is, are we on his side?
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace? Or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-637-1103. 800-637-1103.
110.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio, and we're with Megan Barth of ReaganBaby.com, also from Breitbart. Chris Street has joined the conversation. We're talking about voter fraud in Nevada, which is a huge story right now. We're starting to draw some corollaries between templating behavior of voter fraud that we saw in California during the June 7th primary, and certainly what's happening here in California right now with the latest election. We'd love to see an audit of the, or at least a recount of what's going on in California to account for those so-called 2 million votes that all of a sudden Hillary Clinton has popped up with out of the state of California. Just gee whiz. We're understanding through Megan's conversation how this whole mechanism works. And Chris, you had a very good question, a relevant question to ask of Megan just before the break.
Well, Megan, my question is that there's usually symbiosis, you know, the day after the elections, you know, the politicians get together and they go on about their own agenda, which is usually their own money and ability to spend. You know, my family and my friends and my Democrat people I like are just blown away by the fact that Donald Trump's doing a thank you tour. What you're sort of bringing up now after the election is the fact that, you know, maybe Democrats and Republicans are in it together. Why are, you know, the top Republican officials in the state not taking an interest in this issue?
Well, that's the million-dollar question. And after the November 12th complaint was filed, Rob Lauer of Newsmax TV, which helped me break this story, had contacted the Secretary of State's office, and they said, oh, we never got a complaint. Well, in fact, we had records of all the complaints filed. So then they changed their story. Oh, yeah, well, you know, the county's handling it. Well, it's not up for the county to handle this. It's up to the Secretary of State's office. Now, the Secretary of State, according to Stan this morning, is acknowledging his complaint. And I really don't know what that means. It basically says in the letter to him, we've received your complaint. You know, it's under consideration type of nebulous answer. I personally have contacted very close people to our attorney general and asked that he get involved. I have zero faith in our Secretary of State. I have zero faith in Governor Sandoval, because when you look at their history, they have colluded with the Democrats. They were responsible for passing the largest tax increase in state's history just last year. So don't tell me you're a Republican when you act and vote like a Democrat. And don't tell me you're a Republican if you're not willing to protect the sanctity of our vote, which Stan Vaughn has uncovered, I believe, a huge nucleus of fraud just in his district alone. We have 42 districts here in Nevada. And when you read all of the news related to the Culinary Union, their Get Out the Vote effort, and all of the Soros organizations and their Get Out the Vote effort, they specifically targeted Washoe County, where Trump only lost by 2,000 votes. Statewide, he only lost by 26,000. Then you look over in North Carolina, Trump lost by 10,000. And we're not even talking, Chris, about illegals who voted. We're talking about fraudulent voter registrations, and we are talking about statistical improbabilities and mathematical anomalies, which are directly related to printouts provided by the registrar's office.
Well, for the federal government and the states, they have to file what's called the Administrative Procedures Act. So the fact that you got an acknowledgement has legal merit. By that, it now says that they've acknowledged that, you know, Stan Vaughn had standing, which is a requirement, of course, to then access the courts. So it sounds to me like it's just beginning to be game on.
Yeah, exactly. And that was good for me, too. I had just wished that we had, you know, basically more diligence from our elected officials. But now we're putting their feet to the fire. Now tell me, Chris, and maybe you can educate me about this. I had a mailman who contacted me, not anonymously, but I'm going to keep him off the, you know, his name off the record, of course, contacted me through my website and said, you may want to check this whole entire building for fraud, because a spike in political information happened weeks before early voting. He goes, I've been dropping off mail and no one's there. Now, if this activity of mailing false information to non-existent voters, is that a violation of federal law?
It's not a violation to mail according to you can mail something to anyone.
Right.
It's the contents of what's in the mail, but it is a violation of law to put a false person or false address on the roll of the registrar of voters. So what it sounds like to me here is you have a civil rights case, and you as a citizen, if you were a citizen of that county, would have standing to go to court and ask that this issue be pursued. And, you know, politicians just hate paperwork. You know, you can yell at them and you can publish whatever you want, but you never get there until they have pieces of paper in hand. You perhaps don't understand that the fact that they have acknowledged that there is a potential irregularity here and they've taken it under advisement means that it now is paper. And paper is dangerous. Paper requires following certain types of Administrative Procedure Acts and such like that. So you need to continue to paper them. Everything you send, send them the letter and also send a proof of service. You can get that normally off of your website for the local courts, but just start papering them and make sure that they keep seeing this word proof of service. They keep, you know, seeing the question asked of, may I have your name and could I have the writing of the spelling of that, please? That's not good upside for, you know, bureaucrats and politicians.
Got it.
I guess we're starting to figure this one out, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, I actually congratulate Megan that you got that far, because, you know, what they're saying is they haven't found a way to blow you out yet, and I'm sure they tried. So, you know, now they're going to cooperate and see if you follow through. Most, you know, one of the challenges for a lot of conservatives is they don't know the system. You know, liberals know the system because they work there.
They are the system.
Yeah. So they take advantage of the system. They're always filing lawsuits and they're always settling and getting money so they can do their own agenda. But, you know, this is very dangerous ground for politicians in New Jersey and bureaucrats. If you now have standing and you're
Nevada
creating a formal process. Yeah, you're the dog barking there, Megan. That they can hear those teeth. Woof woof.
Woof
yeah.
woof. Big
That's
dog
right.
barking.
And this fraud occurred in Nevada, not New Jersey. But you know, this I believe is a template that they have found successful in other states, or that they've proved to be successful here. So why not duplicate this blueprint of fraud across the United States? We know, as a matter of fact, that black operatives of the DNC were busing people into various precincts, and they've done it for 50 years, and they weren't going to stop now. And that was a James O'Keefe video that he got while undercover. And we also know that a bus driver, I do not remember his name, but he called into the Wayne Allen Root Show, which I co-host every Tuesday and Thursday, and he said he was one of seven buses and bus drivers that drove from Las Vegas, picked up people in Commerce, which is part of LA, City of Commerce,
right?
Drove them back to Las Vegas on a Friday, put them up at the Stratosphere Hotel. On Saturday, they drove seven buses to a variety of polling places, early polling places across the state, so they could vote. And then on Sunday, they drove them back to Commerce.
Hang on, Megan. We got another break coming up. I got to hold you over because we got to hear the rest of this story. Well, anyway, stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20-milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace? Or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-637-1103. 800-637-1103.
At the same time, however, they must be made to understand we will never compromise our principles and standards. We will never give away our freedom. We will never abandon our belief in God.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio, and boy, I'll tell you, we're breaking a big story right here with Megan Barth of ReaganBaby.com, and also joining us and getting into the conversation is Chris Street. Chris is a co-host here on Agenda 21 Radio and also writes for Breitbart, California, and you can get his stories by going to Breitbart or going to Agenda 21 Radio. We cover Chris's stories, and boy, Chris, you got a ton of stories out there right now. Things are breaking. But I want to get back into this. So the Stratosphere Hotel, they were busing people in from the City of Commerce in Los Angeles. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that it appears to me, for whatever reason, because the City of Commerce has come up in other discussions about busing people in and out of precincts in Los Angeles County in particular in the past. We've heard that that you're, obviously, if you've been around the City of Commerce, you understand what's going on down there. There's a lot of busing activity anyway, but that seems to be a central distribution point in California, now in Las Vegas, because you just jump on the 60, you're right on the 15, and there you're good to go in Vegas. It doesn't take that long.
That's correct. And we had, like I said, a bus driver call into the radio station. Why would he lie? Then on top of that, I had a post office worker, a mailman, email me and say, look, you know, I am dropping off tons of political literature to people that don't exist at this whole entire building. He's like, I would investigate the whole building. And so voter fraud has multiple heads. It's like a hydra. And they have utilized every single one of them to steal this election and this state from Donald Trump. Nevada should be on the victory tour. We are not Hillary Clinton country. We have never been. Also, this fraud impacted local propositions. One of the largest propositions was an anti-Second Amendment funded by Bloomberg, which passed by only 9,200 votes.
Now, that was the no on one? Is that
correct?
What that was? Right.
And it passed.
And that's sort of like the same thing here in California with all the Gavin Newsom stuff, which was clearly funded by the outside as well to restrict our guns here in California. Ammunition license, you have to have a license for ammunition now and be cleared and all that good stuff, at least starting in January 1st. So very draconian. And by the way, I just want to throw this out here, Megan, and you know, if you know anybody in the NRA, where was the NRA in all this? I didn't see one advertisement against any of these gun laws that were imposed upon us by the election from the NRA. They were silent on this whole issue and have been silent in California. What's up with that?
From what I understand, they pulled out of Nevada some time ago for reasons that aren't clear to me, but they have an offshoot here, just a guy that was trying to defeat Prop 1 basically by himself. I do not know. That this is where I'm like, where are the conservatives? Where are the think tanks? Where is the money? You know, where are the protectors of our Second Amendment?
Well, you know,
and
I've
with the lobbying arm, with the lobbying arm and the financial wherewithal that the NRA had, we
right.
could have easily defeated Prop 1, I believe. But the amount of fraud will always be our greatest enemy and drain on our resources until we have an audit. I'm not looking for a recount, because why recount fraudulent ballots? I want an audit. And I want Jeff Sessions as the new AG to make election integrity his number one priority. And that would only occur if every single registrar's office was audited, they clean up their voter rolls, and he establishes a national voter ID. And by national voter ID, I mean anyone will get a voter ID who can, one, prove they're a citizen of this country, and number two, prove who they are as they say who they are.
Yeah, it's something that sort of the time has come. Certainly all states, some of the states have been trying to do that and been beaten down by various courts. I want to mention your Prop 1 thing there, because I have this sort of thing going on for the NRA, because they did nothing for us in California here. And now I'm very suspicious of what's going on, because they did nothing there in Nevada. I went to one of the Trump rallies, and I ran into that guy you were talking about, the no-on-one guy in his pickup truck and all that stuff, and he gave me an earful about what was going on. The tons of stickers, no-on-one, they're all over my truck, actually. But it's interesting that you're seeing this voter fraud in California. You're seeing the voter fraud, similar, almost identical voter fraud in Nevada. And neither the NRA was in Nevada or in California trying to stop these anti-gun reformations, if you will, that are out there. I'm very, very suspicious of what the NRA is up to.
Well, I'm suspicious of this whole process.
Right.
Because we have, if every gun owner in Nevada voted against question one, it would have been defeated, okay? I understand that every vote gun owner maybe didn't vote, but the fact that Donald Trump only lost by 26,000 statewide, he only lost by 2,000 in Washoe County. We have Joe Heck, who lost, and Stan's district of 15 overlaps into Heck's. So Heck was also a victim of this fraud. We should have had Harry Reid's Senate seat. So this not only has implications for our state, this has implications when it comes to the Senate and the national election in general.
Chris, you have a comment?
I think he had
to go. Okay.
Yeah, I think he had to go.
Anyway, so this whole thing seems to be, in other words, what I'm trying to get through, there's a bigger picture working here, and it's multifaceted. It's elections, it's reformations or ballot initiatives and so on that are coming to these states. I guess the question is, did we see similar activity in the states of, and I'm going to throw this out there, Utah, Colorado, Texas, New Mexico,
absolutely,
Arizona, where, and again, ladies and gentlemen, I'm patterning out for you, Aslan. The Reconquistadori movement, which is so big here in California, which is what Katie Grimes is tied into right now with her recent article, and it's something that we've been following. The movement to take back the southwest of America and bring it into in Mexico again, that movement, Aslan. Anyway.
Yeah, and that's exactly what the La Raza and Aslan
right.
is about, and that's who we're seeing flooding Nevada. So they've already basically done their part in California by trying to turn that into a third world hellhole. Now they're doing it in Nevada. They're working on Nevada.
Okay. We got one last break, and this will just be a couple minutes. We're talking to Megan Barr of ReaganBaby.com. Explosive stories, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. We're connecting the dots, or we're dragging you to dots. Stay with us.
Send it out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com, and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door, and for a limited time get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-637-1103. 800-637-1103.
2-1-1-0.
My best friend, my rock, my son Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. With Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio, and we're with Megan Barth of ReaganBaby.com. And we've been talking about this voter fraud situation in Nevada, and also a little touch on the NRA. And is this a bigger problem in the so-called Aztlan region of northern Mexico, as they call it, the land that they claim, which was ceded by the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo? We actually paid for it, the United States of America. And by the way, for those of you of Mexican descent, you did not dominate California. Hello, that just never happened. So the history that you're being told, you're being lied to by La Raza, and you mentioned La Raza, Megan. It's a big, it's a growing force there in Nevada.
Yes, correct. And so is, you know, and that operates by funding through George Soros' correct. Organization, like Plan Nevada, as well as they utilize the unions, like the Culinary Union, the Marxist left,
right,
in order to intimidate voters and conduct this type of fraudulent operation whereby they're busing people in, they're registering Edward Snowden in districts, they're registering anybody and their brother at an empty parcel. And furthermore, and to that, when we look at Joe Arpaio, he just lost his race for sheriff. And so what they are doing is they're picking off smaller races, you know, maybe
right.
you're not really paying attention. Or people aren't really paying attention. They're picking off these races in order to stack the deck in their favor. Once they get in, like take Loretta Sanchez when she beat Dornan. Okay, Loretta Sanchez, her last name was never Sanchez.
Right.
She changed her name to Sanchez.
So and now she could be Mexican.
Correct. And now she has a permanent place because of her last name and because she won that first election. Same things happened here. With Harry Reid, we have Catherine Cortez Masto. We have, you know, this is what they're doing. They're playing identity politics, but they're playing it in the most corrupt way by stealing elections.
Right. Well, listen, Megan, we got to run for time, and I want to thank you for being with us. And we're definitely going to have to touch base, and we'll talk afterwards. Great job, and we're going to definitely push this. It'll be on tonight's show and tomorrow all throughout the nation. So thanks for being with us.
I'll keep ReaganBaby.com updated.
Awesome. Thank you very much. We've been talking to Megan Barth of ReaganBaby.com and the whole situation that's exploding out there in Nevada and also the rest of the nation. And ladies and gentlemen, like I always say at this time of the radio show, visit our website, agenda21radio.news or a21r.com. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.